Modern Immortal. Unleash your vitality.
Episode 24. Science of Yoga Series Part 1. The Art of Living with Rishi Nityapragya. The guru of happiness, Rishiji, wants to suck our minds clear of dust and displeasure.
Welcome to Modern Immortal. I'm your host, Marco Lamb. Today on the show, we're talking about the power of breath and the science of yoga. Our guest is Rishi Nityapragya, a senior teacher of the Art of Living and director of its international programs. The Art of Living was founded by the guru Sri Sri Ravi Shankar over 20 years ago and has tens of millions of followers worldwide. Welcome, Rishiji.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here in the show.
Rishiji is known for leading kirtans around the world and addressing thousands of students in India about the art of living, and he is widely known to be an enlightened saint by those in his organization. Rishiji, I'm really pleased to have you here with us today, and I think our listeners care deeply about what the power of breath is able to accomplish and want to know more about the science of this art. Today I want to talk to you about what it is like teaching these ancient yoga practices to modern students. What is the difference in teaching in America as opposed to Kashmir?
You know, I feel different cultures have their own peculiarity. You know, if you are from India or from America or from Russia, the culture and the attitude has that little difference, that little effect of different regions. But I feel the need of human beings, human minds to feel happy and feel peace and feel love and being loved, that need is common for all people in the whole world. So I feel the Art of Living Foundation and its courses and its programs addresses to this need of human beings to feel that freedom, feel that happiness, feel that amazing abundance of joy and love within each one of us. So that need, when it is fulfilled, everybody blossoms in their own journey towards evolution.
That sounds really beautiful. How do people access these through your practices?
His Holiness Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, the founder of the Art of Living Foundation and the creator of the Art of Living course, he has brought together very simple breathing techniques and very simple meditation techniques to blossom the full potential of human mind. You know, each one of us have been given with such amazing potentials by the nature. The divine, the way it has created human beings, it has given extraordinary powers in human mind and intelligence. But somehow, neither at home nor in the education system, we have never been taught how to explore our amazing abilities of human mind. I'll share one small ability of human mind of intuiting. What I mean is, before something happens, you have the ability of sensing it, you know. But In some of us, we have that ability developed, and in some of us, we don't have it developed. So what I mean is, though the nature has given us that ability, some of us have it very alive in us, and some of us have it accidentally. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it's lost. So what I mean is, if we learn how to develop these abilities, you can utilize them to understand life better, and we can learn to deal with different situations of our lives.
How is the Art of Living different from other forms of yoga and pranayama and meditation practices? What makes it unique?
You know, I feel the uniqueness is about the simplicity, and uniqueness is about the universality of this knowledge, I feel. You know, people from all religions, all nationalities, all social backgrounds, all faiths and all intellectual levels, all of them, they come together and they go through these life-transforming programs of Art of Living, and they find their own lives completely transformed. You know, those who are already on the path of spirituality, they find their connection with the divine so much better, so much clearer. Those who are studying, those who are students, they find their studies becoming so effortless. Something that used to take much, much more time for them to remember or understand. Through these extraordinary techniques of Art of Living program, their, you know, their memory becomes better, their confidence level grows up.
For me?
What is it?
Could you describe some of these techniques for me? What do they look like to practice them?
Okay, I'll give you a little idea about a beautiful breathing technique. It is called Sudarshan Kriya. It's a Sanskrit word. It means, Su means good, proper. Darshan is vision or sight. And Kriya is the process. So a process through which you get a proper vision, proper sight of yourself and the world and the consciousness is what is called the Sudarshan Kriya. And in which we, through the breathing techniques, we clear the mind of all the unnecessary impressions that we might have gathered through so many years of experiences. And if you see the scientific side of it, there is a very beautiful connection between the breath and the emotions, if you observe. When a person gets angry, the breath becomes faster and shorter. When the same person becomes sad or depressed, the breath is like a sigh, like a big breath in, and then like that, people breathe out, like a sigh. When you are anxious, if you observe, there is a flutter in the breath. When you are really relaxed and happy, when the mind is peaceful, the breath also is so harmonious and relaxed. What I'm saying is, the nature has given us this release system in the breath. We learn in the Art of Living course how to use this connection of the breath and the emotions, breath and the mind, and using the breath, how to handle and release our negative emotions, negative impressions of the past experiences, so that once we drop the garbage of the past, we are able to live fuller, happier, more and more effective in the present moment where life is happening.
So tell me if this is correct in your vision. Is the breath a reflection of a person's inner state and inner emotion? Would you say that's accurate?
That's absolutely correct. And there are ways of handling our breath. You know, breath can be like a string of the kite, and the mind is like the kite, which keeps oscillating between the past and the future. Now, using the breath, you can actually control the kite, you know. Using the string of breath, you can control the kite of the mind and maneuver it in a way that we can make the same life with the same family, with the same job and same bank balance. We can make this life a much, much better, much, much more fulfilling, successful, happier experience.
Now, what is the history of this practice? Where did this practice come from?
You know, this was way back in 1982, about 26 years ago, when His Holiness Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, he had gone into a silence time of about 10 days. This was in March of 1982. And during those days of silence, a lot of exploration happened for himself. And he came up with this amazingly powerful technique called Sudarshan Kriya. And he recorded that technique on a cassette. And then he made tutors, teachers, facilitators like me. Now in the world, there are about 3,500 Art of Living course teachers who are teaching these courses in 157 countries of the world. More than 5,000 centers all over the world are teaching the Art of Living courses. And so far, about more than 25 million people have taken the Art of Living program and have been benefited by it. And this program, what it does is, as it is a breathing technique, it enhances your level of energy. As breathing is connected with prana, the energy, the life force, through these techniques, two things happen. As I gave you this example of the connection between the breath and the emotions, what it essentially does is it releases the impressions collected in the mind from the past experiences. What I mean is, if somebody has gone through a bad experience, if you do not release the impression of that bad experience, it stays with you for a long time and it keeps hampering your freedom, your joy, your happiness, your response to the present moment. So all these negative impressions that are stored in the mind can be released using this breathing technique. And the second thing that happens through the breathing technique is your energy, your physical and mental power gets a huge boost up. And with that heightened energy levels, you are able to handle the challenges of life much, much more easily, much, much effortlessly. You know, when you are happy and enthusiastic and high in energy, small things do not affect you much. If you are tired and exhausted with low energy, small little things also affect you a lot, isn't it?
Thanks for listening to Modern Immortal. We'll be right back with more after hearing from them that keeps us going.
Listen to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, a weekly internet audio program from PersonalLifeMedia.com. Learn ancient secrets that turn on the soul of sex at PersonalLifeMedia.com.
The breath practice really has been well accepted by many people around the world, and
yes,
and provides them with greater energy, provides them with a clearer emotional body. When they release all these emotions, do they experience a lot of catharsis, a lot of these emotions coming up? Is that very challenging for a lot of the students?
No, it is not challenging, because while the release happens, people don't need to essentially go through those experiences again. You know, it is like a vacuum cleaner. It's like once a dust is gathered, and if you have a very powerful vacuum cleaner, it sucks all the dust and leaves the place so clean and so livable and so comfortable. This is exactly what happens to people's minds. Also, one more fact I want to discuss with you of your human mind is, if you observe, for being unhappy in life, we need some reason. For being happy, there is no reason at all. What I mean is, the nature has created human minds with this ingredient of happiness. What I'm saying is, if you observe the experiences of your life, whenever you have been unhappy in your life, disturbed or upset or unhappy, there was some reason because of which you felt unhappiness.
Sure.
If you learn to just keep releasing the effects of the past experiences that can make you unhappy, that can take away happiness from your mind. If you keep releasing those reasons for unhappiness, I call them, without any reason, and you know, effortlessly, you are very happy, because that is our true nature. Our nature is of happiness and love. We have gathered the stuff that makes us unhappy, and through Sudarshan Kriya, once that is released, effortlessly, people go back to their nature of happiness and they feel so happy. One more thing that happens is, if you observe, a happy mind wants to do something for someone else. An unhappy mind thinks only about itself and himself or herself. So what happens is, a happy mind naturally wants to contribute, share that joy and love with people around. And that is what happens to people who take the Art of Living course. You know, those who have taken this course, those who have been transformed, they want to contribute. They want to take that beautiful experience to the people around you. And
so there's a huge piece of wanting to provide service, wanting to sort of give
absolutely
back after you could come to this place of happiness.
Beautiful. So what essentially happens is, you know, the Art of Living Foundation provides people the opportunity of transforming their own lives, number one, through these breathing techniques and processes. And we call it sadhana. Sadhana means your own practices. Then the second aspect of Art of Living is the satsang, means being with the truth of life, understanding how your own mind functions, understanding how life functions, and how your mind can be, you know, trained in a way to make this life a celebration. All that is a part of the satsang, being with the truth. And then the third aspect of Art of Living is the seva. Seva is the service, meaning through practices, through these meditation techniques, whatever transformation has happened in your life, and through the understanding of human existence, through these two tools, you be that instrument of the divine, instrument of transformation in other people's lives too. So sadhana, the practices, satsang, the truth, and seva, the service. These are the three ingredients. These are the three wheels of the chariot of Art of Living, which takes people to the divine creation, divine life, and enlightenment.
That sounds so beautiful, Rishiji. I have a couple of questions for you, particularly about the practice. What place does the traditional guru-student relationship have in your practice? How is this information transmitted?
You know, I'll tell you, very simple thing. If you want to learn something in your life, you need someone who knows that knowledge. Somebody, for example, if you want to learn how to drive a car, you need to know somebody who knows how to drive a car and who will teach you how to drive a car, and that's how you learn. Now, a very basic thing like learning how to drive, you need somebody who knows how to drive. Same way, if you want to learn about enlightenment, if you want to learn about your own potentials, you need somebody who knows about life, who knows about you, who knows what you need to take that step forward and will guide you. And that person, that someone is what a guru is, or a master is, or a teacher is. And there is no threat there, because these masters, these enlightened beings who have come to help people to transform their own lives, they have no personal agendas, you know. So you don't need to be fearful about, you know, losing something. I call these enlightened masters like garbage collectors. They have come here to collect garbage from people's minds, and they are doing their job amazingly. When I met His Holiness Sri Sri Ravi Shankar for the first time, you know, the way my life was, and in just few years' time, the way he transformed my life through his grace and through his guidance, it is nothing short of a miracle that has happened to my life. And I see that happening to millions of people around me. And there is no threat. You don't need to change your belief system. You don't need to change your religion. Everything that is happening to your life right now, you can continue with that and be a better human being by this amazingly transformative process of making life a celebration.
I have a question about the sort of guru as garbage collector, just picking up all. I really like that image. But when I'm thinking about the sort of image of the garbage collector, I think of sort of the shadows that happened in the United States between the guru and students that occasionally arise. For example, another well-known proclaimed Indian saint, Rajneesh Bhagwan, who was later known as Osho, used his Rolls Royces as a teaching tool with his students. Or the proclaimed Tibetan teacher, Trogyam Trungpa, used his extravagant partying lifestyle as a teaching student for his students. What is the balance between does the teacher's shadow and the learning of the students? Where does Sri Sri Ravi Shankar and yourself place these sort of non-traditional teachers coming into the modern world with sort of new practices and still taking the sort of guru-student relationship, but in a very, very different and modern way. Where does that sit with you?
Yeah, you know, if I share what I really feel in my heart about this, I feel if the stuff itself is not good enough, the package is not going to attract people for long.
Yeah.
I feel, yeah, you know, for by marketing or by showing something glittery and extravagant, maybe for a little while, maybe temporarily, you can, you know, invite people and impress them for a little while. But people are so intelligent. People are so intuitive. If the stuff itself, if the you know, ingredient itself is not of that quality, in a little while it will fall away. So I feel the time and your own intuition, that will very easily guide you to where your path is. And that is what I believe in. So my job as a facilitator, I feel, is to offer this amazing path of transformation to people. If somebody gets connected to me personally, I pass them on with the kind of experiences that I have got. I share my experiences with them and let them decide what they want to do. And that freedom, you know, that freedom has given such relief to millions of people whom I have been able to touch. They feel non-threatened, they feel not pressurized at all, and still they are learning amazing stuff about themselves.
Thanks for listening to Modern Immortal. Join us next time for episode 25, Science of Yoga Series Part 2 with Rishi Nityapragya. My guru is a garbage collector.